Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever been mocked?
你曾经被嘲笑过吗？
How did you feel and how did you react?
你那时候的感受是什么？然后你怎么回应呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8 to 9 in the Bible.
我们今天的经文是在圣经箴言第九章八到九节。
Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 to 9.
箴言九章八到九节说，不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你；要责备智慧人，他必爱你；教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧；只是一人，他就增长学问。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来听一下这段经文的内容。
Do not rebuke a mocker.
不要责备亵慢人。
Rebuke, R-E-B-U-K-E, rebuke.
Rebuke 就是责备 ,R-E-B-U-K-E, rebuke. 经文说 do not 就是不要 do not rebuke, 不要责备什么什么。
A mocker, mocker, M-O-C-K-E-R, mocker.
Mocker.亵慢人或者是爱嘲笑别人的人叫做 mocker M-O-C-K-E-R mocker 所以经文说 do not rebuke a mocker 不要责备一个亵慢人
or he will hate you
不然他就会恨你 or he will hate you 他就会恨你
rebuke a wise man
要责备一个智慧人
Wise, W-I-S-E, wise.
Wise, 就是有智慧的 W-I-S-E. 所以说 rebuke a wise man, 要责备智慧人。
And he will love you.
他就会爱你。
Instruct a wise man.
要指示智慧人,教导智慧人。
Instruct, I-N-S-T,R-U-C-T, instruct.
Instruct, 指示或教导 I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T, instruct. Instruct a wise man, 就是要教导智慧人。
And he will be wiser still.
他就会更有智慧,越发有智慧。He will be wiser still.
Teach a righteous man.
要教导一个公义的人或者是经文把它翻译成只是义人
Righteous R-I-G-H-T-E-O-U-S Righteous
Righteous 就是公义的 R-I-G-H-T-E-O-U-S Righteous A righteous man 就是义人公义的人你要教导一个义人
And he will add to his learning.
他就增长学问，增长知识。
Add, A-D-D.
Add, 就增加 A-D-D. And he will add, 他会增加什么呢?
Learning, L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G, learning.
Learning, 学问，学习。L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G.他就会增加他的学问他的学习 and he will add 他会增加 to his learning 增加他的学问
So let's read today's sentence.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 来读今天的经文。
Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 to 9.
箴言九章八到九节说，不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你。要责备智慧人，他必爱你。教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧。指示义人，他就增长学问。
Now let's have some sharing time.
好，我们现在进入我们的分享的时间咯。
Does this mean that I should just tolerate a mocker and not do anything?
那这一段经文的意思是说，我只能容忍亵慢人，而什么都不能做吗？
When we are mocked, we usually feel bad.
当我们被嘲笑的时候，我们通常都觉得非常的不舒服。
However, how we respond is important.
然而我们要怎么回应是非常重要的。
When a foolish person mocks you and you rebuke them, they do not examine themselves and try to change.
当一个愚昧的人在嘲笑你，而你就骂他们，这样子并不会使得他们去检讨自己，或者是想要有什么改变。
When you rebuke a wise person, they will try to observe the errors in their ways and try to change.
当你责备一个有智慧的人，他们就会去观察自己的错误，而且想要改变。
They will be thankful for your honesty.
他们对于你的忠告就会心存感恩。
We should consider being rebuked a way for others to help us be more like Christ.
对于别人给我们的责备，我们应该当作我们可以更多像基督的这样的一个学习。
Christ was mocked, and that is how he completed the plan of salvation.
耶稣也曾经被嘲笑、嘲弄，可是呢，他完成了救恩的计划。
He was mocked and killed upon the cross, and finally rose again.
他被嘲弄、嘲笑。死在十字架上，然后最后从死里再复活。
How do you handle criticism?
对于别人的批评，你怎么样来面对，怎么处理呢？
So let's read today's scripture one more time.
我们再来读一次今天的主题经文。
Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you.Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 to 9.
箴言九章八到九节说，不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你。要责备智慧人，他必爱你。教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧。只是一人，他就增长学问。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us. We would love to hear from you.
如果你有任何问题或建议，请多多写信给我们，我们很乐意收到你的来信。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会咯。